With the crash of a Yamina Airlines Airbus in the Indian Ocean yesterday, the focus has turned to air safety, particularly for planes that fly routes in the third world. The flight went down as it approached the Comoros Islands off the coast of East Africa. Only one of the 153 passengers survived. The accident has cast doubt on Yamina's safety record, and it's also prompted questions about a two-tiered aviation safety system. Eleanor Beardsley sent this report.
Yamina Airways Flight 626 originated in Paris and picked up more passengers in Marseille before heading toward the Comoros Islands. Following usual procedure, the Yamina Airlines Airbus A330 touched down in Yemen, where passengers and crew switched to an A310 for the last leg of the journey. Just minutes before it was scheduled to land, the plane plunged into the sea.
Bonjour William, bonjour à tous. On commence ce journal avec cette nouvelle catastrophe.
And so, for the second time in a month, France awoke to news of a fatal plane crash involving French citizens, and panicked families crowded into a crisis center at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport. The country is still reeling from the crash of the Air France flight over the Atlantic Ocean on June 1st, but this time families' grief turned quickly to anger as they blamed Yamina Airlines for the disaster. Zalifa Youssouf and Jean Aboud, who had relatives on the flight, said everyone had been expecting such an accident due to the deplorable state of the planes that fly from Yemen to the Comoros.
Nobody wanted to hear our message about these coffins that are taking us to the Comoros. We're not here as victims. We're here to denounce the way this company treats us.
They treat us like dogs. They change planes on us in Yemen and pack us into these wrecks that are nothing but flying coffins.
Most of the French people on the flight were members of France's large Comoran community going home for vacation. Others who have made the trip before spoke of planes that smelled of urine and seats with no seat belts. As it turns out, the A310 in question did not pass a French inspection in 2007, but never returned to European airspace. The European Union does have a blacklist in place with more than 200 airlines that are prohibited from flying inside the EU. Ironically, Yamina Airlines is not on the list. This prompted the EU transport minister to call for a worldwide blacklist. But pilot and air safety specialist Chris Roberts says you can't make things better by simply creating a blacklist unless you have a follow-up system to go with it.
Once you've found an aeroplane somewhere which is deemed to be deficient by a certain group of agents or regulators, then the airline concerned should have to present that aeroplane internationally somewhere in order for it to be given a clean bill of health. Otherwise, the whole airline should be stopped flying.
This morning, a group of angry French Comorans at Charles de Gaulle Airport tried to keep the flight from leaving. Yamina Airlines insists that its A310 had passed safety checks, but Comorans accuse the airline of using its best planes in Europe and leaving the unsafe ones for Africans. That about sums it up, says aeronautics expert Jean-Pierre Otelli.
When you, as a tourist, leave France and fly on a domestic carrier in Africa or South America or Southeast Asia, you'll probably be flying on an airline that should be blacklisted, but isn't, because its few good planes fly to Europe.
The crash is also clearly a blow to Airbus's image, although no one is blaming the maker of half the world's airplanes for this accident. This morning, French authorities say they located the plane's black box, and in what is being hailed as a miracle, a 14-year-old girl was found alive floating amidst the wreckage. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.